Energy gained in Bitcoin has resumed its sell-off. As Bitcoin prices slide, shares of digital asset exchange Coinbase Global fell nearly 5%, while shares of Strategy, the biggest corporate holder of the cryptocurrency, fell 4%. The Dow winners, Apple, Home Depot, and Nvidia. The Dow decliners, Goldman Sachs, Amgen, and Caterpillar. The Dow down 427 points, the Nasdaq lower by 90, S&P 500 down 36. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Medicare Advantage versus supplement plans. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, this morning. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. You know, open enrollment for Medicare ends in just a week or so. It's hard to avoid those Medicare Advantage commercials coming in fast and loud. Zero premiums, extra benefits, get more for your money. It sounds great, and for some people, Medicare Advantage Part C plans can work, but it's important to understand what you're trading for all of those perks. Now, when you enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan, you are essentially handling the keys to a private insurance company. They decide which doctors are in network, what treatments require prior approval, and what they will pay for. These decisions aren't always made by you and your doctor. They're made by the insurer's cost control rules and the back office of people who just like to say no often. Well, by contrast, a Medicare supplement or Medigap plan works with traditional Medicare instead of it. You can see any doctor who accepts Medicare anywhere in the United States, and care decisions stay between you and your physician, not a claims department. Most people don't realize that if you start with an Advantage plan and later want to switch back to full Medicare with a supplement, you'll likely have to go through Medicare underwriting, medical underwriting. That means you can be denied coverage or charge more based upon health conditions. A thorough financial plan includes health care. We help clients navigate their Medicare choices and plan for the best that fits their needs. In my experience, if you want the most control over your healthcare decisions without insurance company dictating which doctors you can see or which procedures are covered, a Medicare supplement or Medigap plan is often a better choice. Now, once again, that's from my experience and my opinion. So before signing up for an Advantage plan, ask yourself, do I want lower premiums now or more control, better coverage, and flexibility later? In healthcare, as in most things, cheaper comes with strings attached. And of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
I don't doubt that everything you've said is absolutely true.
But,
I have health coverage planned through our company here.
Uh-huh.
And there are times when I run into a doctor who has heard this many times. Make sure your insurance company covers this.
Yeah.
Because, you know, your insurance company, whoo, they control everything. They're already controlling everything. Why should I even worry about that? Talk about Obamacare. When did we just hand everything over to the insurance companies? When did we do that? It was before Obamacare, wasn't it? I mean,
they for the most part, yeah. This is a huge thing, I believe, that needs to be. I mean, if I were in Congress, I would be giving it top priority because and nobody wants to touch it.
They
it's
don't.
A political hot potato, you know, and everybody says, well, you know, you can't force us to have coverage. Well, yeah, don't force you to have coverage. But then when you go, you get hit by a bus someplace, then I'm going to pay for it, you know, because you chose not to have coverage. So it gets my hackles up a little bit when I, you know, I don't know.
No, you're right. Social Security, keeping it solvent, would be very relatively simple for the next 75,000 years. But they don't have what it takes to pull the trigger and make a decision.
Well, and the best
thing, 600 people back there, nobody will even touch it.
Yeah. In my opinion, everybody needs to have health care. Yeah. Everybody.
That's the way I feel.
Yeah.
Now you're talking
spreads out.
That's socialized medicine.
Well, you everything know else we have is socialized.
What do you think Social Security is? Social Security.
Yeah.
What do you think? Farmers can't make a profit unless they have social help, federal help.
Yeah.
You've already got social.
But think if everybody had coverage where people, you know, who are very healthy and younger have coverage.
Yeah.
It's going to bring down the price for everybody because insurance is all about risk, spreading risk over pools of people. And if you bring in the sick and the unsick. But then again, that's
logical and it makes sense. And
we don't want to do that. Yeah.
Today we toast the mixed breeds of the world, guys like us.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Raise your water bowls high. This is National Mutt Day.
Ah, we dated a few.
Celebrated twice a year.
Oh, you're talking about dogs.
Okay. There's another Mutt Day coming up on July 31st. There are so many mutts, they have to have 2 days to celebrate Mutt
Day. Oh, really? Okay.
Now, your animal, your dog is a purebred.
As far as we know, yeah, he's a pure, full lab. I don't even have papers on him. We don't care about that, you know.
No.
We just like him. He's a good doggy.
Aren't most American people mutts, though, if you really. I mean, there's no royal blood that I have in my background.
That you know of. Your forefathers may have come over on the Mayflower, for all you know.
If they did, they were deckhand. And they probably didn't have any health insurance either. All right, Don, thank you. Have a good day. I like your parka. That's a good looking
Well, thank you. It's my Helly Hansen. It take me to 30 below.
Stay warm in case it gets there.
Thank you.
Thank you, Don. Got an opportunity for you to drop off a new unwrapped toy for the Wichita Children's Home at Allstate's Home Improvement. That's at 9436 West Kellogg in West Wichita. This is through December 12th. Or here's an idea. Join them this Saturday from 10 to 1 for Selfies with Santa. You can enjoy cookies and cocoa with Santa and drop off a toy for the Wichita Children's Home. How about that?
Yeah, that's
pretty good. A selfie with Santa.
Yeah, do that.
Sounds good to me. Okay. Today is Tuesday, December 2nd, 2025. On this date, 43 years ago, 1982, a surgical team at the University of Utah Medical Center performed the first artificial heart transplant. Implant. The patient, 61-year-old Barney Clark, lived for 112 days with this new fake heart. Now, here's something interesting that I did not know. Paul Winchell, a famous ventriloquist and the original voice of Disney's Tigger, was also a prolific inventor who designed, built, and patented an early artificial heart. He developed the device with the assistance of Dr. Henry Heimlich, inventor of the Heimlich maneuver.
It's all connected.
In the late 1950s and early 1960s. Yeah. Paul Winchell. Knucklehead Smith was one of his dummies. I can't remember what the other one's name was. But I used to watch him. He was a good ventriloquist. You could not see his lips move.
That's pretty key.
Who knew he would invent an artificial heart?
That's amazing.
Amazing little known fact. All right. In the vein of the Guinness World Records now. A serial Guinness World Record breaker took on a half marathon in Idaho wearing 137 T-shirts. That's 48 pounds of shirts.
Boy, Wichitans would love that. Wichitans love free T-shirts.
There you go. David Record Breaker Rush, who holds the most concurrent Guinness World Record titles, originally set the record for the most T-shirts worn during a half marathon at 111 in 2019. Rush lost his record a few years later by a runner wearing 127 shirts. Rush returned to the same marathon this year, this time managed to finish the race wearing 137 shirts. What do you think about that?
He's all layered up like Randy from Christmas Story.
Yeah, there you go.
If he falls down, he's just going to roll around for 2 hours.
He'll be fine, yeah.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.